Hello. Today I will be sharing a passage from Psalm 40, verse 9 to 10. So, to do your will, my God, is my desire. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving help in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. So, what is the meaning of this passage? What stands out here is the direction of David, this writer of the psalm, of his faith. He doesn't say, I follow the rules because I have to. He says, God, your law is within my heart. In the Bible, the heart is the center of all of our desires. So David is telling us that when we truly encounter God's grace, that our motivation for doing godly things changes. So it's no longer about the external pressure or religious duty, having a checklist saying, I read my Bible, I prayed today, but it becomes a genuine desire to live God's way. And because that joy is so full on the inside, it just naturally overflows to the outside. It's the same with everyday things like going to see a movie and loving it and immediately going to tell a friend about it. That is how deeply the joy of God's will for our life should be inside of us, that we just can't help but tell anybody about it. You're so excited, you have to share. So that's why he says, you cannot seal my lips. He has to share it with the great assembly or his community, you know? So what does that look like in everyday life for us on a Monday or a Thursday? It means you don't look at the word as a way that of I have to. It's more like I get to. In your work, this means doing your job with integrity, not just doing it properly because your boss is watching, but because God's values are in your heart and that's the reason that you want to. In your speech, it means unsealing your lips, sharing your hope, sharing the reason that you're hopeful, sharing what God has placed on your heart in that day, and not being silent about it. So my challenge for you this week is very simple. It's just don't seal your lips. Share one small way that God has brought you hope or helped you with someone else in this week. Have a blessed week.